Do it. Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota, for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
I'm Reed, and I'm owner of RK Designs, and I'm 12 years old.
Okay, and so what is this design company all about?
A lot of people will do 3D printed animals.
Okay.
But we try to go for what other people don't 3D print.
Okay.
So we have some Easter peeps.
Yeah.
Some Kinder Egg holders. Some St. Patrick's Day stuff.
Yeah.
And fidgets.
Whoa, cool.
And these are probably our best fidgets. These are the favorites. So they are like an impossible vortex. So they'll come out that way, and then they'll go back through.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
That is really neat. So where do you come up with the designs for these? Like, are you looking for certain prints online? Are you designing these prints on your own? Like, how are we getting this end product?
We look for some examples. Mm-hmm. Online.
Yeah.
And then we'll research for the models and we'll tweak them a little bit.
Okay.
And the golf ball holders over here, the golf ball holder.
Yeah.
Is a file that we don't design, but we custom make the name.
Oh,
to the
cool.
Golf ball holder.
Right on. And so, like, how are you finding these designs?
Just through like a software called Bamboo Handy that comes with the printer.
Nice. So my kid has a little 3D printer too. He's not able to get like the different colors and stuff on his. Like, it's only like one color at a time. So, like, what kind of 3D printer are you using?
We have two different types. We have the Bamboo Lab A1 Combo.
Okay.
Which uses what they call an AMS light, which basically you have four rolls of filament.
Okay.
And it will purge, and then one of the rolls will go up through the tubes.
Yeah.
And then there's four tubes.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty cool system.
Very cool. So for the people at home, what do you call the excess filament when it's said and done?
Poop.
Poop. Which is hilarious.
Yeah.
So yeah, my kid has a bunch of leftover poop and he's like, Dad, I need to clean up my poop. I'm like, what are you talking about, kid? That's so funny. Where does that come from? Explain that to the people at home, what we're talking about.
So when the printer changes color, it will be called purging, and basically so that when you change color,
yeah.
Instead of, let's say I had blue in before,
yeah.
Instead of having a little blue on this layer, it will get all the blue out until it starts pumping out green, so there's no blue in your prints.
Okay, there we go. And so this like is obviously a lot of trial and error. What you're doing here. So like, how did this start with you in regards to like, you must have made lots of little mistakes playing around at home before you turned it into a business. So how did you get started?
So originally I have remote control cars.
Okay.
And the parts are really, really expensive. So I looked at 3D printers and there was models for the parts. Uh-huh. So originally I started 3D printing to print parts.
Okay.
But then my neighbor, I printed something for my dad's truck. You know, the valve stem covers.
Okay. Let me see what you got going on there.
These are valve stem covers.
Okay.
So these are pre-threaded and there's four in a box.
Okay.
So you just thread them onto your valve stem cover, and then my neighbor saw
very
one
cool.
And he wanted one for his truck.
Right.
And then he got one for his wife's truck, and then the neighbors saw them, and then they started bringing them to work, and we just got more and more orders.
Okay.
So then we were just starting out with this.
Yeah.
And then my school, Westwood, had a market.
Yeah.
And we thought, man, it's close to Christmas time. So then we started figuring out some cool Christmas prints, which it's Easter, so I don't have any to show you.
Yeah.
But little candy dishes, little 3D printed ornaments and stuff, which were really cool.
Yeah.
And the bonus with multicolor is a Christmas order ornament can have 4 different colors. And you won't find it anywhere else because it's just on printers.
Right. Interesting. So it just kind of rolled from an interest that you had.
Yeah.
And then dovetailed into making more. So every season you're making and looking for new designs to sell for that season.
So when there's Halloween, we'll have Halloween prints. When it's Christmas, Christmas. Easter, Easter.
Yeah. And even if you have some like leftover merch, that season's going to come back again.
Yeah.
Very cool. And so, was there a parent that got involved in like the selling component, or did you say like, hey, I want to start selling this? Like,
no,
how did that transpire?
It was all me. They just kind of helped me like get to point A to point B and pack stuff.
Yeah.
But I print all of the stuff and I get all the supplies myself.
That's so cool. This is a lot of time and effort though.
Yeah.
Like this, like how long would it take for that to print, would you say?
Anywhere from 4 to 5 hours.
Yeah.
Depends on the print, because these would only take 3 because these are little dishes.
Right.
But the ones, so these are pink dishes.
Yeah.
And then down here's a figure. So this is all solid.
Oh, that took forever.
Yeah, these take 5, these take 2.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
we do both because some people just want a little decoration.
Right.
Some might want to put candy inside of it.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah.
Very cool. And so when you're thinking of an idea on like how to print and like what you think would sell well, like what are like go-to kind of things that you're like, oh, I think this is gonna work?
We just kind of look around on Etsy and on Amazon, and like no one really does peeps, and we know peeps are a big thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then we started looking for peep files, and we found some. So these are little flexi guys.
Yeah.
So these flex around, and then the bigger peep dishes, and then we have the little mini chickens.
That is so cool. Very cool. So you said you went to Westwood.
Yeah.
What grade are you in?
Grade 7.
Grade 7. So first year in Westwood.
Yeah.
Okay. How's that going for you?
Good.
Yeah. It's interesting. Like when you get to grade 7, that's when you have a bunch of different teachers, right? Or you don't just have, you have homeroom still though.
No.
No. So you just have all different teachers.
Yeah.
Were you able to pick any like electives or like not core subjects? What were they?
My electives last semester were, they were robotics and foods, which you learn how to bake, and knife safety and stove safety.
Yeah.
And this year, this semester, I am in esports and computer science.
Oh, cool.
Esports, they teach you how to play different video games, and computer science is all about coding.
Right. So, right up your alley?
Yeah,
no doubt. What kind of video games are they getting you to play at the entry level stages? Are you playing old school ones or new games?
You can choose. Westwood is mainly Valorant, which you don't get to play until grade 9, I'm pretty sure, because it's over age for us.
Yeah.
But right now it's Super Smash Bros.
Oh, sick. On what system?
They have different ones, but they mainly are on the new Nintendo, because you can get the old school games on new Nintendos.
Right. Yeah, I have a old school Super Nintendo at my house on an old big screen television, and me and my kid, we play original Smash Bros. On those.
Yeah.
But he just got one on his Nintendo Switch, so we've been playing that one. Completely different game.
Yeah.
Like, it's actually overwhelming to play the new games, how you can like call in characters to help you and like all of the movement of the
Mario
screen.
Party.
Yeah, it's overwhelming to play. Like, so it's interesting that they get you playing on the old school games to figure out the theory, and then they move you up. That's really cool. So what would you say is your favorite video game?
My favorite video game
is
probably Car Mechanic Simulator, because I'm really into cars and mechanics.
Yeah. those simulator games are wild in regards to like how on point they are.
Yeah.
I was playing a farm simulator game and I'm just like, man, this is like really being on a farm. So with your love for mechanics, obviously like in your video games, and you started 3D printing to like put parts into your RC cars, like cars are a thing for you, eh?
Yeah.
So I don't remember how old somebody in grade 7 would be, but you are far away from having your driver's license.
Yeah, in but 2 years. I'm 12, so.
You'll get your learners in 2 years.
Yeah.
What's the dream vehicle that you'd like to drive in?
Probably a 65 GTO.
A 65 GTO? You already have it picked out. What color?
Probably like a really nice purple or a yellow.
Okay, and interior, what color is the interior in your head?
Probably black with white stitching.
You have it all mapped out, that's awesome, man. That's really cool that you have a passion and you're going for it.
Yeah.
So what do your friends and classmates think about this little side project that you have?
They think it's pretty cool. A lot of my friends like the fidgets.
Yeah.
And I'll print them quiet fidgets so they don't get in trouble in class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. So like, do you have friends that like request certain things, or do you think like, oh, this person would enjoy like a frog, I'm gonna print them a frog today?
Yeah, pretty much just print for Christmas gifts, birthday gifts, yeah.
Yeah.
I even print some for the parents.
Okay, yeah. It's so smart. Well, once my kid got one and he just started printing stuff off, I was just like, hey, this is like a cool thing that just keeps on giving.
Yeah.
So which one of your parents did you convince to buy it for you is the real question.
I saved up all my money.
Okay.
And I bought the printer with my money, and I bought two rolls of filament with my money.
Okay, so I hear a lot of my money. My son says the same thing. How did you earn your money?
Helped my grandpa in Newfoundland cut wood and bring it to house to house.
Okay.
And he'd give me $10 a truckload.
Nice. So you did physical labor for some of your money.
Yeah.
Anywhere else? Your parents giving you allowance or anything like that?
I have to do like a lot of chores, and then I'd get like $10 a week if I did all my chores.
So you're working for it then.
Yeah.
So it really is your money then.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, my kid, he wanted to buy something, and I told him no. And he's like, okay, I'll just make my own money. And he like made a gift basket, like random bags, and sold them at a market. And he made his money, and then he bought a 3D printer, and I was like, well, good on you, bro. Anyways, Tanner just tapped his watch. That means we are out of time. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Thank you to my mom and dad for supporting me, and Nathan, my best friend, for helping me with some stuff. And that's really it.
There you go. Awesome. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody's having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.